ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
I fell down from my position as a duly qualified Brahmana
and we got children in the womb of the prostitute. Her quote, "The men of the higher classes, the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaisyas, do not begate children in the wombs of lower class women. Therefore, the custom in Vedic society is to examine the horoscope of a girl and boy being considered for marriage to see whether their combination is suitable. Vedic astrology reveals whether one has been born in the Vipravarna, Kshatriyavarna, Vaishyavarna or Sudravarna according to the three qualities of material nature. So this must be examined because a marriage between a boy of the Vipravarna and a girl of the Sudravarna is incompatible. Married life would be miserable for both the husband and wife. Consequently, a boy should marry a girl of the same pedigree. Of course, this is tribal, a material calculation according to the Vedas. But if the boy and girl are devotees, there is no need of such consideration. A devotee is transcendental, and therefore, in a marriage between devotees, the boy and girl form a very happy combination. Om Agnyatimindasya Jnananjaya Sadakaya Chakshurunditam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapanadikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakmalam Shri Guru Vaisamacha Shri Rupam Sarvetam Sarana Raghunatam Tam Sajivam Sabhetam Sarvabhutam Pachana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sarana Lalita Shri Sakrasam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for coming for Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today's verse 26, which is part of chapter Ajamila, delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. So let us read this English translation again, just please read it out to me, so that we can focus on the key points of the verse we discussed. Ajamila said.
Ajamila said.
Alas.
Alas.
Being a servant of. My senses. How degraded.
I became.
I fell down.
From my position.
As a duly qualified.
Brahmana.
And. Begot children. In the womb of a prostitute. So in this verse, we see first Ajamila said. So this is the first time Ajamila is speaking after hearing conversation between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. So Yamadutas have made in the conversation between Vishnudutas and Yamadutas. So Yamadutas talked about what are the qualities and goals of the person from religious practice perspective, and who is pious person, who is most pious person. So they have to explain all this because, you know, they came to capture Ajamila. So he was almost near his body, last breath of life, and okay, here is our candidate. So they came to pick him up. So become his soul, not body. So they pick up his soul. But immediately at that time, because he said Narayana, so Antekala Narayana Smriti. Antakala means the last breath of life, Narayana Smriti, the remembering Lord Narayana. So he was able to remember Narayana. So because of that, Vishnudutas also came. So obviously, Vishnudutas have objected. How can they take a soul which actually remembers Narayanahi? So they say we cannot take. But of course, Yamadutas also objected, yes, this candidate belongs to us. So in that case, Vishnu Dusas asked Yamadutas, explain, why you think he is your candidate? So they started explaining how his life and how he lived. But on the other hand, he didn't really lead religious life, pious life. So, and then because of that, so we need to take him to Yamaloka. So next came Karna, Vishnudutas, they also explained, how brilliant this person is. He is able to chant Lord Narayana and his name, the power of name, they explained so nicely through logic and argument, the power and potency of Guruji. So even though he remembered his son and God, his last son in helpless condition, but because the name was Narayana, so therefore the Lord sent his Vishnu Dutas, they came and they presented the potency. So we have heard during last almost 20 days in detail about the glorious position of Shanti Bhulini, then the potency of God Himself. Just 2 days ago, we also discussed about how powerful it is. Someone chants a holy name, even though they do not know its glory, but it works. So we have a very nice analogy that someone takes a medicine, they do not know the composition of medicine, the ingredients of medicine, but they have taken medicine work. Similarly, someone may not be familiar with the power of holy name or potency of holy name, but they have chanted holy name also works and it will bring all species in our life. So all species means our mind is purified. So, and also as our mind is purified, slowly the desire of senses are more controlled. So when your mind is purified, our senses are controlled or they are directed in the right direction, as a result, you will definitely be able to lead peaceful and happy life. So that is how this holy name brings auspices. And in this verse, this conversation between Vishnu Dosas and Yamadutas, so this Ajahn has heard fully perfect. So after hearing, obviously, the conversation went on and finally Yamadutas gave up. It will be difficult to argue anymore with Vishnu Dutas. Vishnu Dutas represented so beautifully, clearly, logically, with clear reasoning, and also made understand with simple examples. You can simply say, Lord name is very highly potent and delivered. This one we have seen is true, but you can give an analogy that we can easily understand. So they have given many simple analogies, including comparing to a fire. Then when you put a fire, so you burn it as a similarly. Lord name is so powerful like a fire. Even the person will be sinful, he chanted, and all his sins are burnt. Not to be burnt, even the root of that sinful potency is also eradicated, burnt out. So therefore the person will be chanting constantly over a period of time, his heart becomes so pure and clearer, and all his sins are burn the ashes. So therefore you can view. And that's what happened. So the moment Yamadutas left, so only Yamadutas are left. So now pretty much the conversion is stopped. So at that time he was about to surrender to Yamadutas and glorify them, they saved him. Obviously when someone is in great danger, if someone saves you, very easy you will say thank you to them. So he was about to say that, then meanwhile he will start lamenting. So that is the first step. So from his last breath to all the conversation, that is the first time he is speaking. Alas. So this is Ajami said, alas, so I have become servant of my senses, and how degraded I am. So now everyone. Every living being, whether it is a human or an animal or ants, any other living beings, we have 8.4 billion possible species. All of them have a body and senses. And here, the senses, you can be a master of senses or you can be a servant of senses. So obviously we know that one who is master of senses, one who controls his senses, not only senses but also mind. Mind is also very, you know, another central body with us. So we need to be able to master that mind and senses. If you are not master of it, you will become servant. So if you become a servant of senses, then you become degraded. As this part, as I am saying, and you can see it's like being attracted to sin something. Then the senses very much took over him. So even though he was born as a Brahmana. So this verse is saying that, so I become servant of my senses, as a result became degraded. Then not only that, my position was highly powerful Brahmana. Before he became servant of senses, he was a Brahmana, highly qualified, very pious person, knowing what to do and what to do, learned Vedas, then performing devotional services. But because he became master of senses, even though he was qualified here, but he fell down from the position, highest position to the degraded position, then of course he ended up starting dealing with a prostitute, then obviously he big up to his lots of children. And of course the last name they kept as a Narayana. Okay? So now let us analyze these senses and master senses, how degrading they can be. So we, humans, all other animals, all species, they were panchendriya, five senses. Right? So they have five senses, we also have five senses. Then we have these are senses of perception. Then we have working senses. Then we have sense object. These senses we have sense object. Then we have mind. Right? So with these combination of these 16 elements are what we call the key thing that we got. So we are actually suffering a lot. Not only, so you can either take center of a one sense or all senses. Or you become a slave of a one sense or all senses. The position is very dangerous. Or otherwise you can be a pure Brahman. So or a one who is a master of senses. Those who are master of senses are called Goswamis. Goswami. Go means senses. Swami means master. We say, Prabhupada, is Bhaktivar Swami. So Swami is master. Right. So they were many spiritual masters. At the end of the name, there will be Swami. Like our Goswami. So Goswami, go with the senses, Swami the master. You can be master of senses or go dasa. Dasa means servant. Go senses. So you can be go dasa or go Swami. So only because the senses are very powerful, and if they are uncontrolled, they can trigger anyone, whether they are humans or animals or even the flies, insects, all of them. So in this context, so we will take a look at one of the statements by Adi Shankaracharya. So Adi Shankaracharya is also well known, very prominent or powerful teachers of Vedanta. So he has, in his book, in his writing called Viveka Tsunami. Viveka. Viveka means one who can discriminate what to do, what not to do. So Tsunami, Viveka Tsunami are the instructions on how one should lead a life and become successful. So there he composed several verses in Viveka Tsunami. One of them is verse 26. This is a very powerful verse. So yeah, so it will give us clear danger of taking shelter of senses or believing senses to everything and then acting irresponsibly or acting basis as to do. So they like. So let us look at this verse Sanskrit. Shabdadi pancha vireva pancha pancha pamapuha sugunina bhatta kauranga matanga patanga vina branga naraha pancha virachitaha kim. Shabdadi di, shabdadi di means so senses of sound. So senses of sound, perception, which is ear, correct? So we have five indriyas, five senses. Which are those? Ear, sense of the ear, obviously eye, you can see through eye, nose, you can smell through nose, tongue, you can taste through tongue, then of course touch, correct? So if there is a five, I can see. But maybe I can't see it, but through this skin touch or so we can sense, correct? Familiar form to experience sense of touch. So these are five panchendriyas. So he says that Shabdavi Panchareva Pancha. So there is five senses of sound and other four senses. Panchaya Pamupuha. So if literally one experience death, so gunena bhata, so guna means our own self guna, our own propensity. So gunena bhata, so when any living being, you know, get attached to bhata, attached to so guna, any living get attached to its own so guna of senses, whether it's eye, or a ear, or a tongue, or a nose, or a consciousness. So they will experience death. Not just five senses, just one sense. So here, examples are given. For example, animals and other species such as Kauranga. Kauranga is deer. Matanga. Matanga is elephant, right? Patanga. 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 Then Patanga is a white fly. Patanga. Then Meena. Meena means fish. Meena. Then Branga. This actually Matanga. Patanga is moth and then Branga. These are the bee. So these animal like deer, or elephant, or patanga, so which is moth, meena fish, or branda. So these are attached to just one of the senses. Because of that, you know, they die, destroy some nature. Now, naraha, panchavi ranchita kim. Naraha is human. And this human is attached to all five senses. What is the situation? Kim. What is the situation? Kim. Right? So inquiry. So he is saying that, so these insects and animals just attached to one of the senses, because of which they, you know, destroyed themselves. Now what to speak of a human who has attachment to all five senses? So this is a very powerful verse Shankaracharya has composed. So let us take a look at this about this Kauranga. Kauranga is a deer. You know, deer is attached to sense of hearing melodious music. So these handlers want to capture deer. Capture deer and of course they will kill it and burn it and eat its meat. So how do they capture? Only the ghost can shoot the arrow, but you know the deer run faster, right? So it can be very difficult to shoot deer perfectly. So what do? So they know the weakness of the deer, that it is attached to hearing melodious music. So therefore, so these deer, you know, these hunters, they play melodious music, like take a flute and play very nicely. Or sometimes they take a nice drum and make a nice sound
and all the deers slowly get attracted, and they engross so much hearing that sound, that music, they even forget themselves. They are in their own blissful sensory enjoyment condition. So they are obviously perfect prey. So this hunter will shoot an arrow and kill it. So therefore, just by attaching to the ear, hearing sensual music, so this deer has, you know, put itself into major condition and life gone. So that is what Tarasimha is saying. Now of course we know this is a real, this is not any real. So real, this is a real, this is their sabhava, attaching attached to sabhava. So there is a Kauranga. Then Matanga. So Matanga is elephant. You know, elephant, how big they are, very powerful. Right? So it is, if you want to capture them, you know, just by their, this motion, they can throw it down. So very difficult to capture them, I tame them, I make them dance to my way. Especially the eighth elephant. So how can you capture this elephant? Even wild elephant, particularly. Even though the elephant is very wild in the forest, you know, it can uproot big trees, throw it away, and just hold it and throw it. So powerful. So this tiny human, how can he really control? I capture it first, you capture somehow, then, you know, train it with appropriate, you know, condition. Then they will become your, you know, servant. So they serve you nicely, they carry you, and you tell them what to do, they do according to your instruction. But before that, they will catch. So in, it's very common in many places. I don't see in Australia, but in India, especially in places like where there are big forests in, you know, for example, Kerala, Mysore, in Karnataka. So there are big forests. So there are wild elephants, and these can go and, you know, go to villages and destroy the whole village and kill people. Sometimes they rush into city, can't pass by. So to capture them, so all these elephant tracks, what they will do? Often, you know, they dig a big hole, a big area, and then on top they put just green grasses. And then other side they tie a female elephant. So what happens? This elephant get attracted to the female elephant. The male elephant get attracted. Even though it is very wild, very powerful, get attracted for feeling touch. So it just rush and go there and falls into that, you know, big dig that they are creating. So now that it is inside, can't come out, helpless condition. So this is where they deserve the capture. And of course, after capturing, they generally don't kill, but they take it. You know, they will eat the food, they change it. You know, if you simply chain an elephant, it can just, it's so powerful, it can just, you know, break the chain itself. It's a much of its power. But now it's well into there, it can't be reclined. So almost like, you know, you can't even see, only maybe it's the nose, maybe outside, it's so deep. So it has the whole, the height is almost a little higher than the height of the elephant. So it fell down and there no food is given. No water is given. So slowly become weaker and become helpless. So then every now and then they give it good food to survive. Then slowly it starts listening to them. What they say, become chain completely like this, goes on for several days. As a result, now it got conditioned. It just forgot that it has so much power, it can actually pull. Then they take it out. So then obviously of course, and then after that it becomes very controlled, and then it becomes almost your servant, and that is how these elephants are brought to that state.
How do they train them?
Yeah.
How they train them?
Sorry?
How do they train?
Yeah, so train, that is what, inside that when it fell down, at that time they give a little food, the helpless condition, and slowly the elephant actually forgets power. Then it can actually do. Then it can condition to that chain. So when you want to come to Gaza, there could be a simple change. You don't want to try to, you know, smash it and take it or go away. No. So it takes condition. The mind is called condition. In our mind, even though we will be very powerful personality, but when our mind condition is such a weaknesses and we forget our power, that's what happens. So that's what happened to this matter. Okay? So that is the situation of one which is attached to touch. Previously, the ear attached to the hearing. So sound. So it got destroyed itself, died, then the same thing happened to Pataka. So then came Pataka. Pataka means moth. The flies, this moth. So these moths are very much attracted to bright light or fire. Very much attracted. When they see the ghost flying straight into it, what happens? There are these small, our ghosts fly. If you put into fire, it just burns in pieces. Not only that, you see sometimes bright light, during certain season, they come and try to keep the light. Sometimes why they die? Or why go so far? Just look at the temple. In temple, there is a lamp. There are two lamps always, always glowing. Correct? So you can see those two. So there also, there are this moth. Get attracted, go and try to touch and then die. And sometimes we see those moths inside that key. You can ask the pujari that he will see one most of the time. Okay? So this is just in the temple itself. Even though we are door closed, the Sabha managed to come in. Instead of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, or instead of, they are not attached to ear. If they were like a deer, they would have actually achieved perfection in the life, but they are attracted to this sense of eye. Right? They are attracted to go eye and touch themselves with that plane, then die. Sometimes they fall down, sometimes they fall into that heart key. And then obviously the life gone. Right? If some part of the being is one, then you fall into the key, then obviously the situation is very dangerous. So that is the situation of attracted to bright light. So next Meena, there is fish. So this fish is very much, I don't know if it can swim in ocean. King of ocean, can survive ocean, so powerful, but it is weakness is its tongue. So anything that comes, you want to catch as a food. So that is what this fisherman, what they do? They small bait, a small little bead or something to the hook and throw it there. So obviously these fishes are attracted to the taste of tongue. They try to go and catch it. And what happens? The time itself is captured by this hook. Finish. The fisherman will take out and life is gone. The moment you bring fish out of the water, try to, it tries to do like this to somehow escape, but it can't. It's captured in the tongue, imagine.
In the hook.
Somebody is, with hook put your tongue, it becomes so helpless. As you pick up, then once fish out of the water, situation is that within a certain minute or 2 minutes by gone. And this is very common. This you don't have to go to any other place. You can just go to the ocean here. All the time, it's a nice time to do this. All the time. Correct? You walk across the seashore and it's real like a jump, or you can see that. Just by attached to this touch, not even for that taste, they give up. So then comes B, that is Branda. So Branda is attached to aromatic smell through this nose. It's attached to this sense of the nose is very powerful. It's attracted. This tree, what does it do? It can sometimes go to different flowers, like sometimes it goes to champaka flower, very aromatic, and just forgets itself in tasting, sucking that aromatic smell from that flower. And there are some flowers they eat insects, etc. Correct? So, not of many of these flowers here, they are more pious, they don't need to be said. But there are other flowers, so they exhibit, you know, very aromatic smell. Then this bee can go inside and, you know, started sucking and aromating the smell. It just started itself and continuously does that. Then when the night comes, that flower closes. Inside, what happens to the bee finished? So even these flowers can also create these insects and bees. Okay, so that is how this, you know, the bee has to be applied. Now you can see, Kauranga, Vartanga, Patanga, Meena and Ranga, they are Swabhava, that's why it says, Swabhuna, Baddha, their Guna, Swabhuna, they say Guna, Baddha. They get attached to their own Guna, one of their Guna, one of their senses, and then their life is gone. Put themselves in that situation and die. Then finally saying Naraha, Naraha is human. Panchavi Ranjita. So this human one, Panchavi Ranjita, he wants to enjoy all these five senses. What is the position? Yeah, just by attached to one, so danger. Now human is attached to all five senses, his, you know, situation is very, very dangerous. Correct? So these senses and sense object, we have senses and sense object. It seems these sense objects are more dangerous than the most dangerous snake, like cobra. Cobra is very powerful, it's venom and very, very dangerous. Correct? So of course, this venom of cobra, snake, is danger only when it gets into your body and your bloodstream and circulation. Right? So the object, so sense is snake is an object. So just if you see a cobra, you won't die. So it may be just frightened, but you won't die. You won't die. So only when it bites you and then venom gets into your bloodstream and it goes through your body and start acting, then the person will die. Just by looking at that venom, that snake, you won't die, but when it goes through. But on the other hand, the sense object are not like that. Through our senses, we see a sense object. That is, they are not going inside us. But just because we saw that sense object, because of that person, that become a cause of death, cause of fallout. This is exactly what happened to Ajami. Right? Ajamir was a Brahmin, pure person, truthful person, following all the religious practice, and his life was pious. He was living honorably, truthfully, so by performing his duty. But this person, when he went to forest, happened to see a sense object. So this prostitute, she was again another godless man, and just by that, by just looking at it, just by looking at her, almost like a naked, half naked maybe. So he got attracted and started contemplating the object of sense. Once you contemplate, what happens? The object of sense enters into your mind. Right? It's physically outside, but mentally it came in and you start developing attachment. Right? So obviously, you know, an attachment to sense object. So there is a nice verse again in Srimad-Bhagavatam.
Obviously, you develop attachment.
So when you develop attachment, so you desire to possess that sense object and enjoy that object. Right? So because of that desire, you develop this karma, that is lust. So what is the source of this lust? Of course, sense object are there, but our own weakness of contemplating constantly on it is actually the one cause of the creation of this lust. So it is actually not a problem that sense object. The problem is not a problem of our senses. The senses are going to be there. Sense objects are going to be there. But because you start contemplating on it and start going to the attachment and the desire to enjoy it. So that leads to creation and development of this lust. Then obviously lust become, you know, so powerful and you feel like you can't live without sexuality. So lust. But lust are very difficult to fulfill. Even if you fulfill, maybe it's temporarily. Again, you just come and desire, the lust keep increasing. So they overpower yourself. So when someone comes all the way up to lustful satisfaction, correct? They're becoming hindrance to you, so far up, we become angry. So we become angry. So then from the lust, anger. Obviously, when anger comes, we don't know what you are going to do. Correct? Delusion, you ask for some answers, we don't know how to respond to situation. In anger, people can't respond nicely. Right? So, can't show their delusion. So, with the delusion, they get developed. So, of course, they, as a result, what happens? Loss of intelligence. We are here. Mind, intelligence, and this ego. Sometimes the false ego. So, these are subtle. Body. There is a physical body, right? Physical body, the hand and the senses. There is a physical body. Then we have the subtle. The subtle element become, you know, we can't have the, when the memory was lost. When the intelligence is lost, what happens? Person follows. This is exactly what happened with Arjun. So he says, I was a Brahmin, high class position, but fell down because I became master, servant of senses. That's what he said. That he said after hearing glorious conversation between Vishnu Dutas and Yamadutas, Dutas, he realized, he started abandoning his position. How degraded I am. Then I became master of, clear my senses and then fell down my position, higher position, then took, started dealing with the prostitute, then of course he, to maintain a wife of that nature is not that easy. So he has to sell off all the property that he inherited from his father. Gone. Then of course all the money gone, then what do? You have to hunt, become a hapai, kill others. He did ask something. Thing that we supposed not to do. Steal, kill, all sorts of things done to maintain. So he's saying that now so much degraded and I live with this and because I became a stay of this. So therefore it's very important that we need to manage his senses. Sense-desire is very, very challenging position. Okay, so you can see, sense objects are not dangerous, but the moment we get those sense objects into our mind, through this contemplating of the sense object, dhyayato visya. So dhyayato visya, normally if you start thinking about even the other object, you start thinking about acquiring the best car. So someone who acquired, you ask something, work so hard and if they're not paying you enough, they'll do other nonsense things also. So now coming to sense object can be very dangerous, and here it says it is more dangerous than venom or a very dangerous thing. So that is important. You know that the senses can be very, very dangerous. Okay. So, of course, this is the situation of Ajami can happen to anyone, everyone. In this yuga, Kali Yuga, it is so common. The person can fall very, very easily, and sense objects are also very easily available. And in Kali Yuga and modernity, you can see. Especially in the summer time. So we can get exposed to both kinds of male and female exposed. He's very, very alone man. So henceforth, it's very, very important that we manage this sense desire directly and rightly. Normally, in Kali Yuga, if you go back to other yugas, also this problem is there. Say, for example, in Satya Yuga and Tatya Yuga, we heard about Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra is a Brahmarsi. Before he became Brahmarsi, great yogi. Before that he was a king and later on he started doing tapas. He did tapas not just for one day, 2 days, 3 days, he did tapas for thousands of years. So whenever you do a great austerity tapas, generally you are supposed to achieve the power, position, fame. When you become very powerful on earthly planet, what happens? The king of heavenly planet will also get suspicious with that. This person is doing so much of tapas, looks like he's after the position. So then what you do? Suppose they have to make you fall down. Correct? The power that you acquire through tapas, through unique power, which are auspicities. So to somehow to make the best way of making the person fall down is to, you know, entice him with some allure. Sometimes you bribe a person. So this is not going to work, this is Amita. Bribing for money. We saw the example of the king. So why need gold or a mountain or a gold or a diamond? He doesn't need. It's very difficult to bribe him. So therefore he has sent the most beautiful lady that was available, Apsara, in heavenly planet. That was Meenaka. He sent Guruji. He didn't work out. But then he sent Meenaka. Meenaka is supposed to be most beautiful. And of course, how did Meenaka appear? So those of you who heard about this churning of ocean, churning of ocean, devas and demons together, they churned the ocean, and Samudra Mantana. So from there, this beautiful Apsara appeared, that was Meenaka. So she somehow, you know, thought if I will go to heavenly planet. So not straight up, the planet went to heavenly planet. So from there, this Indra said to disturb this tapas of Vishwamitra. So she came and started dancing, then this her anchor bell sound, you know, getting into ear of Vishwamitra. Initially ignored, he tried so many things. But slowly, slowly ignored, ignored, but it became more powerful, just like a deer. He just was slowly forward and doing so much of tapas. So till Brahma Siddhartha said, he was he forgot himself, then opened his eyes and sees a beautiful Meenaka. Then obviously got back there and of course united with her and produced a baby Shakuntala. So this all Meenaka. So then later he came against senses. That, oh my God, what did I do? Just back up to my senses, how do you become then? So he gave up and then but anyway, so anybody can fall down, that's what I'm trying to say. So just don't assume that, oh, I have performed the first for 1,000 years, you know, I can overcome these senses very easily, very difficult. So the case in Swamitra is very demonstrated. Why even the sense subject the senses? Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, soon later you will see one of the articles about Sauvarini. Sauvarini is true elasticity. So just by his will, he can become himself, transform himself from a old man to a handsome young man, for example. Just by will, he can create, beautiful palaces. So by will, that is the level of achievement he had with his tapas. And his tapas was not just a dog in a forest and look. Because you are being stuck in a forest sometimes, maybe you think people are passing around, maybe moving around, so it will disturb you. So then when he went to Yamuna River, during those period, Satyayuga, Tirthayuga, good period, he went to Yamuna River, sat inside Yamuna River and started doing tapas. But obviously what happens in the river, there are these minas out there, mina, fishes. Fishes, they are very much, want to enjoy their time together, right? Yeah, we have already started, around the week on this time. So either they try to catch a bait, or they try to, the fishes there also, sometimes they go and two fishes, they kiss each other, correct? Even sometimes they're tiny, very small, also they're big, correct? They try to each other, the senses. So this sovereignty has started. These two fishes, male and female fishes are enjoying. So just by looking at that, he started developing, attraction. He thought, what am I doing in this Yamuna River? Tapas. No enjoyment. So he said, okay. So he just went out and obviously he was looking for the beautiful woman. Where can we get a beautiful woman? So princess went to a kingdom. So kingdom of Mandata. So this Mandata had, he heard that Mandata had 50 beautiful daughters. So he just went and asked the king, I want to marry your daughter. King looks at this person, he is a very old sannyasi. Correct? How can any king give his daughter to this old person? So he just evaded that request. He said, I have no problem. If any of my daughter accept you, you can marry, no problem. So I know that. So that's why he said, if any one of them accept, no, you can get married. Then, no. So this is how king cannot say no. See, king cannot refuse the request of a sage. So if a sage comes and makes a request, and it is the duty of king to fulfill whatever they were saying. In this case, he is asking for the hand of a daughter to be married, so he says. So therefore, he thought maybe daughters will not accept to marry the old man, therefore, that is how he died. So what is this Sabarimri do? Sabarimri has astrasiddhi. Using his astrasiddhi power, he is able to. And later, Sanghya's program by going to the medicine, they went out and they transferred himself to a very handsome person, the most handsome person available at that time. And they went to the quarter of this 50 princesses. So all the princesses were, oh, here is the most handsome person. One of the princesses, okay, I want to marry this person. Like that, every princess thought they want to marry this person. Then, separately, after that, the king. That teacher, every daughter separately, they all said they want to marry this person. Then he got married to all 50 of those, and obviously maintaining 50 princesses is not difficult for him. Astrasiddhi created opulent palaces and lived nicely and had several kids from each of the princesses and maintained them slowly, slowly, and started realizing that, you know, this is futility of this enjoyment. But anyway, even the greatest enemies like Sabarimri can also fall prey to senses. It doesn't have to be some subject like female of your opposing party. It can be even contemplating the enjoyment of the species of the culture. So it's a problem. So like that, there are many, many examples are there. Ravana example is there. Ravana also attacks him. So in the process, he destroyed himself. Not only himself, but also his other brothers and sons and everyone. Even Indra also often falls prey to his ultimate senses. So Indra often uses his power. So there are many again many interesting stories about this, like Ahela. Ahela was a beautiful woman. So she was wife of actually Gautam Muni. She was very beautiful. One day this Indra sees her, start developing as men. Oh, I need to enjoy this Ahela. But whereas very difficult, Gautam Muni also very powerful Muni. So they were always together, the wife and husband, Gautam Muni and Ahela. This Indra created this scenario of every morning, then took help of the Chandra, then created a scenario, then made this Muni to go to river to fetch water. No, they take a mandal to go there, take water. Meanwhile, at that time he comes and then, you know, makes it to a day and then comes in the form of that Gautam Muni, then try to unite with her. So Indra also fell down. So like this, so many examples are there. Pururava, they are the even data in Kanto 8, 9, the story of Gayatri, so all of them. So even so these are they teach us. You may be a great Muni, so or you may be achieve astrasiddhi, you can follow us. So senses are very, very powerful. So therefore, what can we do? We need to really take shelter of master senses. So we need to manage that because we want to simply want to enjoy. Now, so there are three kinds of enjoyment, three ways to enjoy in bliss. One is visyananda. Through this behavior, like sense of object, you can enjoy, you can derive some pleasure. This is what most of the people are doing. 99% of people, 99.999%, maybe 1 million person is trying to enjoy through higher quality, but most of them are trying to enjoy through this all material. Object and material views, correct? So we try to enjoy looking at news continuously. What is happening in this world? Every second there is some news and we try to get some pleasure. Right? Through news by exposing all of something. So there is enjoy through the
And second type of result can be enjoyed through the Vajrananda.
You know, you can, for example, hear Kirtan. Very common example here. So there will be Kirtan going on. Kirtan is also where the body is, we can enjoy it. Correct? When we are hearing Kirtan, singing melodiously, then with appropriate harmony and padanga, so we can hear the body as we enjoy through that one. That is much better than Vishananda. Then the last one is Mananda, that is enjoyed through divinity connected to the divine. Full connection, personal connection, just like in Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Yoga, especially directly connected with the divine, can be highest enjoyment because you are connected with the Supreme Brahman. So there is master of senses. Lord Krishna is also called Rishikesh, who is the master of senses. So these senses are, all these senses, lust. Lust is actually of enemy. Where is enemy? Enemy is not outside. If the enemy is outside, we can try to call it for, 000, they can call the police, they will come and catch it. But the enemy is actually inside us, inside us, inside our mind. This lust is one of the greatest enemy of any person. And this enemy is living inside the person. So therefore, if there is an enemy, then you know where the enemy is. So now there is lust, which is due to becoming servant of sense, and this lust is living inside our mind. It has taken our shelter and it says, I am your friend. And you need to realize that this lust which is inside us, inside our mind, is it the enemy or is it a friend? And we know that the last example, it is not a friend anymore. It is today a real enemy, enemy of a person. So, how do you get out of this enemy? Ourselves, we will not be able to, enemy is very strong. Right? So even this defeat, especially the enemies are not able to defeat it. What to speak of, because we can't be able to defeat. So therefore, it is better to take an enemy self or master of that enemy. So master. So here, Rishikesh is the master. Supreme Vasale Bodhi, Govinda is the master. Krishna is the master. Rama is the master. Even the Shiva is the master. You know Shiva. Shiva has one. Kamadev class. Correct? So those of you who are still at praying to Shiva, you can, when the enemy is capturing you, at that time you just say, remember Shiva. Or remember Lord Krishna. Remember Govinda constantly. Just by remembering Govinda constantly, what happens? Our mind, where this enemy is hiding, start becoming our mind must become more and more divine. So once we start associating this mind with more and more the Lord within, Lord Himself, remembering, then obviously your mind becomes divine. Your consciousness becomes divine. When your consciousness becomes divine, obviously we have intelligence. Everybody has intelligence. This intelligence, instead of contemplating or thinking about material things, it will start becoming more spiritualized. So our intelligence becomes spiritualized. So when our intelligence becomes spiritualized, obviously the mind has to listen to intelligence. So because of that, this mind becomes steady. Mind is chanchala sabhava. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, mind is chanchala. It's a very not sthira. Just constantly, oscillating between one and the other end. So it demands so many things. So therefore, this mind results are also endless. So better, this mind will be steady. And that is only possible only when your intelligence is spiritual. And your intelligence is spiritual only when your consciousness becomes divine. Now come down, because your mind is steady. So therefore, you are at peace. You are peaceful. Even though you will be subjected to all kinds of dangerous situations, but person is very peaceful. So he is samadharsaniya. So he just starts saying everything equally, very peacefully. You honor him, okay, accept peacefully. You dishonor him also, accept peacefully. He will not fight with you. He has the one who is a change, mindset. And peaceful. Once you are peaceful, you will be happy. The goal of all of us is to be happy. Now go back, the foundation of being happy is to make our consciousness divine. When you make your consciousness divine, divine means associated with divinity, and of course, how do we associate? How do we 24, 99. There are various practices, that's what we call Bhakti Yoga. There are various approaches, including chanting Kundalini. So, in this chapter, Ajanti perfected just by chanting once. He perfected. Want to speak a good chant every day? Imagine. This fellow just chanted once, last breath, and he was able to achieve such a success. So, what about those who are chanting regularly and every day? So, their success is simply guaranteed. Even if they are not able to go back to the loka, but at least in the next life, they will be even more in a situation. Whatever they chanted, the credits come and they build on it. So, this is very, very important. So, this is essentially finally saying that, you know, so by associating our senses and mind in with divinity, with divine thoughts, divine activities, divine character, divine qualities, then we can easily do by following Bhakti Yoga. And by associating with the divine, we associate with Govinda. When you associate with Govinda, what happens? You have all the success of this world. Not only this world, but the Vaikuntha world. Correct? That is why the last verse of Govinda says, Yatra Yogi Sri Krishna, Yatra Pātra Dhanutara. Here, Pātra means a devotee, for example. Okay, wherever Lord Krishna is, wherever devotee is, they are together. Yatra Yogi Sri Krishna, Yatra Pātra Dhanutara. Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhuti Niti Ratima. Tatra Sri, wherever the Lord Krishna, wherever the devotee is, together, divine, there is opulence, Sri. Bhuti, apart from the huge energy, Sati. Right? I am morality. You know, when you are the divine, you always act with morality. You always think of good efforts. So then, you know, they achieve the ultimate success of their life. So, therefore, if you want to shift from Godasa to Go Swami, so this is only possible by taking shelter of divine. And the same Shankara child. So we started with Shankaracharya's verse 26. Right? And the same Shankaracharya finally included Bhajagovindam, 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 Gurande. He said that, oh fool, take shelter of Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. So don't assume that at Antakala, at the last breath of life, your great education will see you. Or your great country will see you, or your great house and family will see you, or your great wife will see you, or your great son and daughter will see you, nobody will see you. So, you know, sometimes we like to become, you know, gnanis and great knowledge of Sanskrit, great knowledge of English, and speak eloquently, impress people, everything. You think they will save us, none of them will save you. There's only Govinda. So that is what Shankaracharya said. The last instruction to all the disciples that Vajay Govindam, Vajay Govindam, Vajay Govindam, Mudamate. Yes, of course, the samsara is full of misery. You know, last breath, the thing will see you. Please take shelter of Vajay Govindam. So by doing that, we make our mind divine, our thoughts divine, our senses divine, and being it our senses is divine. Obviously, we can't be senses innate. Obviously, we want to see beautiful things. So, we can see beautiful deeds. So, you can see the Gauranthai, Adhavala, Vajradhavala, Sudhar, dressed beautifully, rubies. Now, we all want to see a blue color, blue background, so very beautiful the deeds. You can see, can engage your mind. So, then when you see such a beautiful deities, you can see another maybe woman, a man, not that attractive. Right? No problem, I just learned to marry this eye. Next, what about this ear? Ear, we want to hear something. Right? So instead of exposing this to some Bollywood song or Hollywood song, any other nonsense, chit-chatting, correct? This worshipping, you can expose to hearing Kirtan. Kirtan is very powerful. Kirtan means divine qualities, chanting and singing divine qualities. You hear those, through them you start listening to the divine. Then slowly your ear also become. We lose taste of gossip of others. We lose taste for hearing reviews.
You may hear, but not that desire. Just we do, okay, move on. Just for the value of life.
So that is the fear. Then the nose. Nose also you need a caste center, some entertainment.
For nose, usually during pre-COVID time, when you come to temple, so they offer various items, one of these flowers, very every flower is offered, and it's given to us to also smell. So because of this virus, we are not getting opportunity to satisfy our nose, but hopefully vaccines are there soon, so, we can smell the flower that offered to God. That is nose. Then the tongue. Tongue means tasty, tasty food. So if you are practicing of yoga, so you don't have to be fully renounced. You can say, okay, let me make very nice Naivedya food items and offer to Lord Krishna, let him enjoy, and after that he will give me a generous. So take prasada. And of course, Hare Krishna means kitchen division. So fantastic in world class, first class in prasada. Correct? So I don't think anybody in this world is enjoying time like Hare Krishna. Okay, from my own personal experience, all over the world. Just like Prabhupada went all over the world to propagate teachings of Lord Krishna, I went all over the world to propagate the teachings of material things. But there, see what real enjoyment is. And so not that as tasteful could enter the Hare Krishna. So you can engage and God. Then what else? The hand.
Touch.
So hand, sometimes can go and fall at the feet of the Vaishnava. Touch his feet. So he will give you blessing. Give a hand to another Vaishnava. Right? So all the senses are engaged. Or, clean the temple. Enjoy. Right? So you can clean the temple. If not, you can say, so enjoy cleaning. Oh, today is a special day, so let me clean and let me get some blessing from God, get blessing from devotees. If not, okay, after cleaning, so you can go out and enjoy breakfast. Right? So, special puri, special sabji, and khichdi, and papad, so many things. Right? Endless. So you can enjoy also. So, is there. So you can enjoy all the senses in the service of the Lord. Whether they are Panchendriya, Jnanendriya, working senses, even that they can all come in this. Okay? So this way we can make our life successful, becoming Goswami. Just by engaging in the activities, including one of them, Hare Krishna, chanting, holy name of Lord. So let's take a good start by just chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.